This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 198.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get more engagement on LinkedIn. And if you're thinking right now that you can't see how LinkedIn would help you to promote your business, if you're thinking that it's a stuffy corporate platform, then think again. LinkedIn is changing and it's changing fast. And I really predict that it's going to be one of the major social media platforms when it comes to generating leads and sales for your business, even if you have a product-based business, over the coming years. So do listen in. I'm going to share some tips and strategies that are working really well for me when it comes to generating leads and sales. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you about my live event in November. So that's 2017 if you're listening in the future. So this is your year in PR. It's my media planning masterclass. And if you come along, I'll show you how to plan out your content for the coming year. So I'll show you how to generate ideas for your blog or vlog, if you have one, for your email marketing, for your social media, for your press work, so that you can get it all planned out so that you don't have to worry about it next year. Now, that's not to say that your plan won't be flexible, but you certainly won't be sitting there scratching your head thinking, what can I post today? Or what can I post this week? Now, this time round, based on feedback that we had from last year's event, I'm going to be adding a day two. So day two will be much more focused on content creation. So how you can create really shareable content that will get you lots of engagement on social media in particular. Now, it isn't compulsory, but if you would like to come along and get help with creating better content and content that's going to get you more engagement, more leads and sales, then it will be worth coming along to day two as well. Now, I know it's a big decision to make to come along to a live event. You don't just have to think about buying your ticket, but you also have to think about your travel, possibly accommodation, childcare. There's so many factors involved. So if you're wondering about the event, if you've heard me talking about it either on the podcast or on Facebook Live or on any of my social media platforms and you're not sure, then please don't sit there being not sure, because we're down to our last few early bird tickets. Just drop us a line with your questions and we'll do our best to answer them. And you can get me over on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get more engagement on LinkedIn. Now, this is part of a series of podcast episodes that I've been doing over the past few months. So episode 192 was about how to get more engagement on your Facebook page. 194, how to get more engagement in your Facebook group and why you should have one in the first place. Episode 196 on how to get more engagement on Instagram. And there'll also be an episode coming up on how to get more engagement on Twitter. So first off, a bit of a disclaimer. I'm not an expert on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook pages or Facebook groups. I'm not really a social media expert. But what I am good at doing is getting people to talk to me on social media platforms. And I've got some strategies that I use pretty much across the board, across all of my social media platforms. I tweak them a little bit depending on the platform, but they really work for me. So what I'm going to be sharing in this episode is my engagement strategy. So when it comes to LinkedIn, if you want to listen to an expert talking about the platform, like a really kind of expert on LinkedIn, then episode 185 with Mark Williams will serve you really well. But this episode is really my tips on engagement, and really engagement is what it's all about. Now, I've actually only been really active on LinkedIn for a few months now, but by using the strategies that I use pretty much across all of my social media platforms, I've been able to gain a lot of traction very quickly. And I've actually attracted quite a few leads and sales just by really focusing on the platform, doing a little bit of experimentation, but mainly just using the things that I know work on other platforms. And so much so, I've had so much success really in a short space of time that Andrew and Pete, who I interviewed back on episode 179 about how to get more eyes on your content, apparently I heard today, well, I saw it actually, people were posting about it on Twitter and LinkedIn. But they mentioned me in a talk that they were giving at a big marketing conference as an example of somebody who was a LinkedIn superstar. So I couldn't really be more surprised about that, given the fact I've only been active on the platform for a couple of months, but hopefully that will reassure you that I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to getting people to engage with you on LinkedIn. So I'm going to share 7 tips with you, 7 things that are working really well for me, and give you lots of examples. And of course, as ever, I'd love to hear from you about how they're working for you. So when you finish listening to this episode, come over and find me on LinkedIn and tell me what you think. So number one, my top tip for LinkedIn would be to treat it more like Facebook. In fact, treat it more like your own personal Facebook wall. So think about the things that you post on your personal Facebook wall. They're often things about irritating things that have happened to you, things that have made you laugh, questions that you've got, things that are going on in your life. And that's actually more the kind of thing that's working on LinkedIn at the moment. I'll give you some examples in a sec. Now, you'll also notice if you spent a little bit of time on LinkedIn, there's a lot of kind of curmudgeonly people who are complaining about the fact that LinkedIn is more like Facebook and it's a professional platform, blah, blah, blah. And really, they can complain all they like, but the platform is changing. People are using it differently. And in fact, I think it's a really, really great thing. But that does affect how you're using it. I think if you go over there and you're trying to be too corporate and professional, then your posts are probably going to bomb. But if you can think more about what you would post on your own personal Facebook page, then that's probably about right or nearly right. So the first thing to say really is that posts are where it's at. So posts, and by that I mean updates, the similar kind of thing that you would do with Facebook. You have 1,300 characters that you can use on an Instagram post. So that's where it's at. That's what's getting the most engagement. Now, if you know a little bit about LinkedIn, and if you listen to my podcast interview with Mark Williams, episode 185, you'll know that you can also post articles, which are longer form pieces of content. And Mark says on that episode that it's really useful to have those articles. I know I've basically reproduced some of my blog posts on LinkedIn, mainly the ones to do with media training, because I offer radio and TV training and LinkedIn's the kind of natural place where people would look for that kind of training. So I've got some articles on there where I talk about tips for going on TV and radio and that kind of thing. And it feels like it's useful to have those articles on there because people can kind of see, it's almost like social proof that I know what I'm talking about. However, the engagement is very, very small in comparison to posts. And I'm going to talk more about the kind of posts that have been working for me. So my top posts over the last few months, again, I feel like I should have a drum roll here. What was the first record that you bought? That got literally hundreds of comments, went on for weeks and weeks and got, I think it was something like 70,000 views in the feed. Do you like your name? So I told a little story about the fact that I didn't really like being called Janet when I was growing up because it's kind of like an older name than I actually am. And I've kind of grown to love it. And I asked other people about their names. And then we got into conversations about how we named our children. And that went on for weeks and weeks. And again, tens of thousands of engagement on that. Should you change your name when you marry? So that got about 17,000 views in the feed. I also posted recently, and I did this deliberately really to kind of see if I could whip people up a bit, but I posted to say that I loved the fact that LinkedIn was becoming more like Facebook and didn't everybody else, and that did quite well in terms of engagement and also comments. Do you judge people on appearance was a recent one. So I was talking about the fact that I think that, you know, for me, personal image is really important. I think people judge you on not how you look, whether you're good looking or not, but whether you're presentable and appropriate for the situation. And I asked people whether they agreed with me on that. And that got quite a lot of engagement and comments. And a really surprising one that did really well was I asked people if they had a cleaner. Well, that was the first line of my post. I went on to say, basically, what is it that you outsource? But I thought really hard about, and I think about this with all of my posts on LinkedIn, I think, what's the first line that people are going to see? What are the first handful of words that people are going to see? Because I think we all make a decision about whether we want to read further with something from the headline or the first few words. So instead of saying, what do you outsource, which doesn't sound very interesting, I said, do you have a cleaner? And then went on to say, and do you outsource other things like gardening or ironing or whatever? That got around 15,000 views in the feed and loads of comments. And actually, a few narky comments as well on that one, which is never necessarily a bad thing. But all of those things, I think, are much more akin to the kind of thing that I might talk about on my own Facebook feed. I mean, I've probably posted numerous times asking where I can get a cleaner or someone to help with my ironing and that kind of thing. And I noticed something today, actually, before I recorded this episode. So Tracy Short, who's a member of my Soulful PR studio. So hello, Tracy, if you're listening. She is a headhunter and she specializes in the fashion industry. And she's posted something today, which basically just says, do you lay your clothes out the night before? Do you choose your outfit the night before, or do you pick it in the morning? And that is doing really well. When I last looked, I think it had like 73 comments or something like that. And that's just one of those kind of idle questions that, you know, I'm not sort of doing this down. Tracy, if you're listening, I'm not doing your question down. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant LinkedIn strategy. But, you know, I got to the point where I was telling my husband some of the things that I was posting on LinkedIn, some of the questions I was asking. And one of the questions I asked was, what's the best month to have a birthday? And everyone talked about when their birthday was and whatever. And he said to me, really, are people like interested in that kind of stuff? I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's that kind of like chit chat that you have over coffee. And I really do think that that is the kind of thing that people are interested in talking about. I think a lot of people would assume that it needs to be about business on LinkedIn, but I think LinkedIn is really changing. So I'm hoping that by sharing some of those posts of mine that I've had really good engagement, that will spark some ideas for questions that you could ask. And basically, I just kind of like, as I'm going about my business every day, I just jot down questions. So for example, I was having coffee with some friends of mine at Parkrun, and we got onto the subject of university fees and whether or not you should pay your children's university fees. I ended up asking that on LinkedIn because I thought, well, actually, that's a kind of question that lots of people who've got kids, and actually even people who haven't got kids, might have an opinion on. And that one did really well. So I actually kind of keep a running notebook. So as things like pop into my head, or even if I see something on my own personal Facebook feed that lots of people are talking about and engaging with, I'll just make a note of it and see if I can turn it into a LinkedIn question. So my next tip for LinkedIn is that when you first start to get really active on LinkedIn, it's like any other social media platform. You can't just expect to post something up there and then walk away and hope that people will engage with you. You have to work a little bit. So how it works on LinkedIn, you can at mention people. So that means that you can pick out people, and particularly on your mobile, actually, it makes it really easy for you to do this. But you can think about your posts and you can choose some people that you think might be particularly interested in your posts, and you can mention them and invite their comments. And I think that's a really effective way to do it. Now, I don't think you should spam people. I don't think you should just kind of add any old name that you can think of. But actually, I think carefully thinking about who might be interested in this post can be a great way to get engagement. So just to give you an example, so Daniel Knowlton, who I interviewed back in episode 187 of the podcast, he's a social media expert, and we were talking about how to create more shareable content. So I was doing a post because I've just recently bought a new car. And again, this gives you an idea of the kind of thing people are interested in talking about on LinkedIn. I've just recently bought a new car, but it took me ages to kind of come to the decision to buy this car because it's a much nicer car than I've had in the past. And it was kind of, I used to have a Fiat 500 and I've now got an Audi. It's bigger and it's also kind of more flash looking. And it took me a while to get used to the idea. And I basically kind of shared this on LinkedIn and said, look, you know, I'm thinking about getting a car. I'm thinking about getting something bigger, something that probably is going to look a little bit more flashier. And I have to say, I've got this kind of poverty mindset where I feel like I shouldn't spend money on a car, or, you know, what will people think of me if I've got a nicer car than I've got now? I almost feel like I should just get by on whatever car that I can manage with. And I thought about, well, who will be interested? Who will have an opinion on this? And I thought, I bet Daniel's got a nice car. And I bet Daniel thinks that it's a good idea to have a nice car. So he'd be a good person to ask. So I just thought about people who I thought might like cars, might have an opinion about it. And me and Daniel talked about it afterwards. We talked about it on the podcast, actually. And he said, yeah, totally. Like, I've got an opinion on that. I tagged Daniel in recently to my post about whether appearances matter, because he's always quite well turned out. And again, I kind of thought, well, he's probably somebody who would have an opinion on that. So it's not about just tagging anyone in. It's thinking about people who you think would have a kind of vested interest. So on my recent post about whether you should judge on appearance, whether you do judge people by their appearances, I tagged in Lulu Story, who I interviewed back in episode 171. So she's a personal stylist, and we talked all about clothes and business and personal image and business. And I also tagged in Jennifer Holloway, who's a branding expert. And I interviewed her back on episode 149. And they were two people that I thought, I bet they've got an opinion on it. And Jennifer had quite a funny opinion on it, actually, because we were talking about the fact that I actually consider buying dresses for when I'm speaking. I always buy a new dress when I'm speaking. I always have my hair blow dried when I'm speaking. And I kind of consider those to be business expenses. Now, my accountant doesn't agree with that. My accountant says that you should only be able to X things that are, you know, if it's a costume that you're buying, and clearly it's not a costume. But we had a bit of a joke about that. But when I was putting together that post, I was trying to think about people who I thought would have an opinion. And I was kind of right. You know, Jennifer did have an opinion, and she actually shared with me that she'd had the same conversation with her accountant, which was quite amusing. So what you're trying to do is trying to create those personal connections. You're not trying to spam people. You're trying to genuinely think who will be interested. Someone tagged me. It was actually Michelle Persweeney, who's in my Soulful PR studio, my members community. She tagged me in a really good post recently, which was about the fact that she put mascara on when she was working at home. And she's basically saying, do you put makeup on when you're at home? Now, I'm pretty sure she asked me, because I've written about the fact that I wear makeup when I'm running. I often talk about the fact that, you know, even though I work from home, I get up every morning, I do my hair, I do my makeup, I put clothes on that are perfectly acceptable to go out in. It's just what I do. And a lot of people know that. So she tagged me in that post, I think, because she knew that I would come back and say, yes, I wear makeup all the time. I think it's really important. And that other people would disagree on that. And so that was a clever move on Michelle's part. So you need to work for that engagement initially. Sometimes you might post something and it doesn't hit the spot. You might need to actually go off and twist people's arms initially and say, please come over and comment on my LinkedIn post. I've got a group going in my Soulful PR studio, my membership community. Tracy has actually got a group of members together who are interested in growing their engagement on LinkedIn. They're sharing each other's stuff. They're commenting on each other's stuff. So that's the kind of thing that you have to do to get going. Like with any social media platform, you can't just put the content out there and just expect people will come. You need to actually go out there and find people to comment. And I'll talk more about this later, but spending more time, I said this in the episode on getting more engagement on Instagram, episode 196. But if you want to get people to engage with you, you really want to kind of take off on a new platform, you need to spend more time on other people's accounts than your own, basically, at least to start off with. So my third tip, and I've pretty much already covered this, is to ask questions and to provoke discussion. That's really working well on LinkedIn at the moment. So my best performing post recently was, have you ever been on radio or TV? Got 83 comments and 17,000 views in the feed. And just to give you the background of this, someone actually shared it recently as an example of a great LinkedIn post, which I was really kind of pleased to see that somebody had done that. But I was delivering some media training over at Southampton Solent University. And I want to let people know that I do radio and TV training because it's one of my most lucrative pieces of consultancy work. I really enjoy doing it. So I want more people to know that I do it. So I thought, well, how can I, and this is the question I always ask myself when it comes to social media engagement, how can I get people talking about this subject without just saying, hey, I'm doing media training today? So I posted to say, I'm doing media training today at a university, I think that's what I said. And then I said, it's just got me thinking, how many of you have been on radio and TV? Would you like to be on radio and TV? And that got loads and loads of comments. I also repurposed that piece of content and used it on my Facebook page at a later date, along with a photo. So I think I also asked that on my Instagram as well. So all of these things can be repurposed and reused at a later time. So that did really well. I already mentioned the post about, should you pay for your children's university fees? So that's something that people would have, you know, quite divided opinions about. Are single sex schools a good idea? That was really inspired by the fact that my daughter's recently started secondary school. She started it as girls' school. She was having quite a difficult first week. And I was finding myself wondering whether it was such a good idea. And I knew it was something that people would have opinions on. And they certainly did. My best ever, ever, ever post recently on LinkedIn was when I said, I'm surprised how much bitching and sniping goes on here on LinkedIn. And I basically said, and I totally believe this, it's like, you know, what really surprises me when I see people making bitchy, snipey comments on LinkedIn without really thinking about the fact that potential employers, if they are employed, or even their current employers might see what they're writing, or prospective clients. So personally, when I see somebody make a horrible comment on LinkedIn or a cutting comment or try and put somebody down, I immediately put them on my list of people that I wouldn't want to work with and wouldn't hire. And also because of what I do, I think, well, if I, you know, I can clearly see that they can't be trusted to conduct themselves professionally on social media. So they're definitely on my not hiring list. So obviously that got people quite worked up, you know. So I think when you touch a kind of a sensitive point, and that kind of post tends to. And that got masses of engagement. So over 50,000 views in the feed, hundreds of comments. It attracted a few kind of trolley type comments as well. I'm well used to that kind of thing. So I was kind of fine with that. But that did really well. It reminded me of another post that I did back in the early days of being back on LinkedIn and active on LinkedIn, when I basically said, you know, I see loads of people on here claiming to be experts in things that they're not actually doing. And, you know, I basically kind of made the point that if I wanted to have personal training, I wouldn't hire a personal trainer who was kind of, you know, eating burgers and fries all the time and looked a bit kind of flabby. I'd be looking for, you know, the kind of buff person with the perfect skin and whatever. But I saw a lot of people online who were selling services and selling products when they actually kind of weren't walking the talk themselves, you know, so social media experts who weren't doing social media or blogging experts who weren't blogging themselves. That really did needle some people. So it got a lot of engagement, a lot of comments. It went on for weeks. And that's the kind of thing that gets you noticed and it makes you memorable. Now, I think it's really important to say that, I mean, somebody suggested the other day, somebody said I posted something that was kind of clickbait. So when I said the other day that I was really happy that LinkedIn was getting more like Facebook, somebody commented, oh, well, you know, that's just clickbait. So of course it is. You know, I'm a PR expert, a social media expert. I want to post things that are going to get people's attention, that are going to divide people. And I think the important thing is, as long as you really kind of stand by what it is that you're saying. So those examples that I shared with you that are a little bit more controversial, the kind of negative comments didn't really bother me because I really believe what I'm saying. But if I was just asking questions and saying things just for the sake of it, I didn't really believe it. I really didn't have any opinion on it, really. It was just for LinkedIn. Then I think it would probably hurt more and it would bother me more. But because I genuinely am posting things that I do feel, whatever it is that I'm claiming to feel, I do genuinely think that, then I'm able to kind of handle the negative comments. And to be honest, there's not many. And, you know, the positives far outweigh the negatives. So my next tip would be to be specific. So one thing that I've been doing over the last month or so is, instead of just asking people what they think about things, is giving people quite specific options. So if I'm asking somebody, for example, do you think single-sex schools are a good idea? I'm not just leaving it there. I'm saying, A, if you're short on time, here's some options for you. A, yes, they're a great idea. B, they can be, but it depends on the circumstances. C, no, I think they're a terrible idea. Now, I do think you have to be careful with this. Since I started using this technique, I've noticed a lot of other people are doing it, which is great. But I think when everybody starts to do something, it can, you know, people can easily get tired of it. So I'm very conscious of not using it all the time and mixing it up a bit. But I think the more specific you can be, Mark said this, Mark Williams said this on episode 185 when I interviewed him about LinkedIn. So if you're, I mean, one thing that I've done on LinkedIn is I'm having a new website done at the moment. I've shared different homepages. Do you prefer number one? Do you prefer number two? I think the more specific you can be, and if you can actually say to people, just put one or two in the comments or whatever, people are busy. If it just is a quick kind of tap of the thumb or whatever, they're much more likely to engage. And that's certainly working for me really well. My next tip would be not to use images, or not unless there's really good reason to do so. Now, on Twitter, on Facebook, on pretty much on every other social media platform, it's all about the images. But I've noticed I get much less engagement when I use images. Now, sometimes there might be a good reason for me to use an image on LinkedIn. So I'm just about to post something. I'm coming up to 200 episodes of this podcast. I'm thinking about changing the artwork. So I'm just about to post something where I give people a couple of options on the artwork. So it makes sense. You know, I've shared logo ideas for things. I've shared other kinds of images. But actually, what does really well for me, and I think for most other people, is text-based, you know, kind of longer form, thoughtful posts, the kind of thing that I've been describing to you already. My next tip, and again, I've already touched on this really, is to give more than you take. So in episode 185, Mark Williams talks about a strategy of a florist called Kate Lister, who's doing really well on Instagram. And she basically says, I think it's a great tip, that before you go and post something of your own, you go and find five other people's accounts and you comment on theirs first. So if you're generally just kind of being a helpful person, you're going around, you're engaging with other people, then people are much more likely to engage with your stuff. And I think that's really, really good advice. And my last tip would be to take time to reply to the comments. Now, this can be really tough. Like on some of mine, I've had hundreds of comments. And Daniel Knowlton actually said to me, I don't know how you find the time, but I think I've just had to make the time. So if people have taken the trouble to kind of write a thoughtful comment, and on LinkedIn, people generally do take the time to write a thoughtful comment, I think the least you can do is go back and engage with them, even if you disagree with them. You know, I've had people who've written kind of quite critical things or even quite kind of cutting things. But even so, if somebody's taken the time, unless they're a complete nutter, I would go back and try and respond to them. And I think people appreciate you doing that. And when it comes to at mentioning, actually something that I didn't talk about before, but when it comes to tagging people into posts, a strategy that I've used is not only tagging people into posts that I think that they'll be particularly interested in, But also, if somebody's recently commented on one of my posts and that, you know, they've made quite a kind of long post, and the next time I post something, I might tag them into that because I think, well, they're obviously kind of interested in my post. So it's kind of like a chance to get them involved again. But, you know, if people have taken the time to respond to you, then do, I think, set aside some time to go back to them. People do really, really appreciate that. So I've shared 7 tips there for getting more engagement on LinkedIn. I'd love to know how you get on with them. So come over to LinkedIn. I'm just Janet Murray on there. I'm really easy to find. And come and tell me how you are getting on. Tag me into a post, like make a post and see how you get on and tag me in and I'll come and comment on it. Well, I certainly will try. People are tagging me into more and more posts, which is absolutely great, but it is kind of quite a challenge. But come over on LinkedIn and link up with me and I would love to see you over there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.